go back.
Okay, go now.
I've got a made of mine.
Church folk, we get tired.
All right now.
Amen.
All right.
People today all over this United States painted it up. Huh?
Yep.
They painted it up. See, some of y'all want me to hurry up now so y'all get on your life today. Huh? Yeah, now we don't be long, so that game come on and touch it. But the world, they out, they paint themselves up, and man, they bring signs, and they just carry on.
Yeah.
And I told the people the other day, the game is still played the same way today as it was 10, 15, 20 years ago.
That's right.
People still excited.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You come to church, nobody got a hand clap for Jesus. Nobody got a thank you, Jesus. Amen. And all of us better off than we were 20 years ago.
That's right. Yes.
All of us better off than we were 20 years ago. When we come up in God's house, we ain't got no thank you, Jesus, for nothing.
Nah.
Huh?
Come on, Pastor.
Come on now.
Amen. I don't know whether that's an anniversary message or what that is. Amen. We need to think about that.
Hallelujah.
I want to, amen, direct your attention to the address of my scripture today, Joshua 24.
Joshua.
Amen. Pastor been preaching 26 years, so he's probably preached from this text. So I'm just kind of rehearsing perhaps some of the things that he's already said. Amen. You can remain seated. I do things differently. Sometimes we ask people to stand. Sometimes we say you can remain seated. Joshua chapter 24, beginning at verse 14. Now therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth. And put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord.
All right.
And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve. Whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For the Lord our God, thank you, Jesus, he it is that brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt,
all right,
from the house of bondage, and which did those great signs in our sight, and preserved us in all the way wherein we went, and among all the people through whom we passed. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your word today. Thank you for teaching and preaching time. I ask now for clear thoughts and clear understanding. God, and I will rightly divide your word and rightly apply your word. Touch the hearts and ears of those under the sound of my voice, even now, that they might hear your word today, so that after the teaching, the preaching of your word, we will all become doers of your word. This I ask in Jesus' name. Let the people of God say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let us give the mission of ceremony a hand today.
Amen.
Amen. I want to use for a thought these few verses here. Amen. Just very simple thought, plain. Amen. And to the point. I'm staying with the Lord.
All
right. Amen. I'm staying. You have to kind of make it personal.
All right.
I'm staying with the Lord.
All right.
The people are walking away from the Lord. People are walking away from the church.
Amen.
Amen. As I said a moment ago, for whatever reason, serving the Lord has lost its appeal to some. Amen. I'm still just excited and anxious about serving the Lord, amen, as I have been.
Yeah.
And I believe that many others are, however, some are not. Amen. Some have grown weary with serving the Lord.
All right.
Seem like this going to church thing just ain't working out.
All right.
Amen. So I'm going to try something else. I'm going to do something else with my time.
Right.
I'm going to go to the car wash.
All right.
Wash my car and wash my wheels.
Yeah.
I'm going to the laundromat. I go to the laundromat on Sunday morning. It's the only time I have, so I go on Sunday morning. I'd rather, and I'm just being a bit facetious, I'd rather wash clothes than go to church. Amen. Some, I believe, have forgotten, amen, what God has done in your life.
Yes.
Amen. Where the Lord have brought you from. Amen. Some have forgotten that there is a reckoning day.
That's right.
Amen. There is a reckoning day.
That's right.
Amen. The Lord have not forgotten, amen, that at some point he's going to rapture the church and then he will call others into judgment. The Lord have not forgotten that.
That's right.
Amen. We may have forgotten it and feel that that's why we can just be lackadaisical about our worship and our adoration to the Lord. Amen. But the Lord have not forgotten about it.
Amen.
Amen. It is still on his calendar.
All right.
Amen. He's still going to have a reckoning day.
All right.
Amen. In the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 40, Peter, in part of his message there on the day of Pentecost, Peter says, and with many other words did he testify and exhort. He was telling the people, he said, save yourself from this untoward generation.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. He put, I know that we're saved by grace, but there's repentance in there too. So let's don't forget that. Let's don't eliminate repentance and just say grace. There's the element of repentance.
All right.
That's right.
Amen. But he says here in this particular verse in Acts 2, he said, save yourself. Amen. You have to make intentional efforts to live for the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. In other words, you have to be intentional. You're not going to just accidentally or haphazardly do the thing that will bring glory to God. You're going to have to be intentional. Amen. You're going to have to have it on your mind when you get up in the morning. You're going to have it on your mind as you go throughout the day.
Amen.
Amen. Your walk with the Lord must be intentional.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. I just thought of a feat that we see sometimes, a man walking a tightrope.
Uh-huh.
Now, his concentration is intentional. Because he's walking a tightrope. He's not walking down on the sidewalk.
Right.
He's walking a tightrope. So all of his efforts are intentional. I couldn't do it. I can't even walk straight down. But see, his efforts are intentional because he understands the space that he has.
All right.
He can't get up on a tightrope and just take off. And just no, his efforts have to be intentional.
Yes.
So if we're going to be, amen, and do the thing that God would have us to be, we're going to have to be intentional in our efforts. Let me ask you this question. You don't have to answer it out loud. Just ponder it in your mind. When you get off work on Wednesday, amen, how difficult is it to come home and get ready and come to church? Don't look around at anybody and don't answer it out loud. I'm only bringing this up because when you get off work, your mind have to be intentional.
Yes.
I'm going to church.
Right.
Tonight is Bible study. I'm going to church.
All right.
And so then you proceed to, position yourself to do that. You don't stop everywhere on Wednesdays.
Uh-huh.
Right. Wait till Thursday.
All right.
Get the clothes out the cleaners, get a loaf of bread, and do all those shops. Because once you start stopping,
that's right,
when you get home, you going to pour one of these numbers.
Yes.
The Lord know my heart.
Yeah.
Huh? But I'm saying that your efforts will have to be intentional.
Yes.
Through the day, you got to be thinking, I'm going to church tonight.
All right.
I'm going to church tonight.
Yes.
Hmm? So the writer says, Peter says here in Acts 2 and 40, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Now, this word untoward means bad, unfavorable, difficult to God. Anybody recognize anything right there? This is the culture that we're in now. Amen. It is difficult. It is unfavorable. It is difficult to God.
All right. All right.
People are difficult to God.
All right.
And sometimes they don't always realize it. Amen. That's why, once again, your efforts to serve the Lord have to be intentional.
All right.
Glory to God. Because if they're not intentional, then the enemy will bombard you, amen, and you will be doing things that you really don't realize that you're doing.
All right.
I'm talking about in reference to, amen, doing the things for the Lord that you should. So we're in this time now, people of God, where people are difficult to guide. But I'm so glad, amen, about the Spirit of God. Amen. And as I was sharing with Fairview this morning in the book of St. John chapter 10, the chapter is about the sheep and the shepherd.
Uh-huh.
And through that chapter, you will come to words where the Lord says, my sheep know me.
That's right.
My sheep hear my voice.
Amen.
Amen. So if you are a sheep of the Lord, then you hear his voice.
All right.
Glory to God. And you will read on down in there, it says, a stranger they will not follow.
Amen.
Because they don't recognize the voice of a stranger.
Amen.
Glory be to God. So, amen, when we have something within us to guide us, even in this difficult time, even the time when we live in, when people don't want to be guided, amen, the Spirit of God in the believer will yet guide and lead us in the right way. Can you tell the Lord thank you?
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Well, now, this passage of scripture here real quick. Amen. Joshua, we're concluding the book of Joshua. Joshua have gone through a number of things, and many of us know that he was the successor to Moses.
That's right.
He was Moses' right-hand man, so to speak, and God commissioned him to take over at the death of Moses.
Yeah.
Amen. But I'm glad that, amen, and the scripture points out that when the Lord calls you, he equips you.
All right.
And that he don't leave you to do things for him on your own.
All right.
Well, what are you talking about, preacher? Well, he told Joshua in Joshua 1 and 5, when Joshua took over, he said, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses.
Right.
See, God gives him insurance.
Yes.
He says, as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee. I will not forsake thee.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Amen. Assurance from God that if you're going to do something for me, I'm going to be there with you. Glory be to God. And so, amen, Joshua is confronting the people here in this chapter 24. And you read a few verses above that, and Joshua, he's rehearsing the many things that God had done for the people of God, bringing them out of Egypt and taking them through the Red Sea, giving them victory over Jericho, and a number of things, amen, Joshua lays out there to call the people to think about it. Now, you know, sometimes we need to just take a moment and think about what God have done for us. And when we think about what he done for us, then we should, amen, wonder within our minds, were we worthy of all God done for us?
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. And Joshua continued to tell them about all that God have done. Now, even on one occasion, the word said that God used some bees, amen, to give them victory.
Yes.
Oh, what a mighty God we serve.
Yes.
God that controls everything.
Yes.
He can tell the bees, go down there and sting them all. And they will leave the land.
Yes.
And my people can go in.
Yes.
Glory be to God. What a mighty God.
Yes,
sir. What a mighty God we serve. And so Joshua, amen, he brings them to a point of decision.
Yes,
because you see, when you're walking with the Lord, every now and then you have to be awakened and you have to be reminded of what God has done for
yes.
you. Because unfortunately, we have short memories of the good things in our life. Our memory only tends to bring up the things that we don't have. Y'all look at everybody.
Yes.
I said, we tend to only remember the things that we don't have, but we forget about all of the things that we have. But Joshua is bringing it back to their remembrance now, and he says, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth.
Yes.
Glory to God. When it comes to the house of God, if we are ever going to be sincere,
yes,
it ought to be about the things of God.
Yes.
If we're ever going to have reverence for anybody, it ought to be a reverence for God. Can you tell the Lord?
Thank
you. Oh, glory to God. Amen. He says, serve him in sincerity and in truth. And what you need to do is put away those gods that your father served on the other side of the flood.
Yes.
Amen. When you were down in Egypt, you picked up some bad habits and you began to serve idol gods. Joshua let them know you got to put this stuff behind you. You got to put it out of your mind. Glory be to God. And he puts it to them like this in verse 15. He said, if it seems evil unto you to serve the Lord, glory be to God. I don't know what kind of thinking somebody would have if they thought serving the Lord was evil. But Joshua laid it on the line. He said, if it seems evil unto you to serve the Lord, then choose you
yes.
who you're going to serve. How many know today you're going to serve somebody?
Yes.
Yeah, they even wrote a song about that some years ago. So you got to serve somebody.
Yes.
If you don't serve the Lord, then you'll be serving the flesh and the devil.
Amen.
But I come to encourage somebody here today that when others walk out and turn their back on the Lord, you need to make up in your mind
yes,
that I'm going to stay with the Lord.
Amen.
Joshua said, choose you who you're going to serve. If it's evil to serve the Lord, then serve some false god. Glory to God, one that was on the other side of the flood. But he said, as for me and my house. You see, that's why, people of God, you have to make it personal. You can't be swayed by negative things. You can't be swayed by people that, amen, have fallen out of love with the Lord.
Amen.
You got to make up in your mind that God has done too much for me.
Yes.
God has brought me too far.
Yes.
God has picked me up too many times. God has made a way for me too many times. God has touched my sick body too many
yes,
times.
Sir.
Ain't no way that I can go back now. Because when I look back over my life,
thank you,
had not it been for the Lord, where would I be? But I'm so glad, Lord have mercy, I'm so glad that the Lord is still on my side.
Yes.
And I'm so glad that my heart is fixed
yes.
and my mind is made up. I'm going to stay with the Lord.
Yes.
I don't know about you, but I've been in church quite a while now. And I've seen people come and go. I've seen them come and they catch on fire and burn up in 2 months. And they don't see them anymore. On fire and they burn for 6 months and then you don't see them anymore. But I made up in my mind, you can go back if you want, but God
yes,
has been too good to me.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Boy, I go back, who's gonna be my wheel in the middle of a wheel? If I go back, who's gonna be my God in the time of sorrow? My heart is sick, my mind is made up, and I'm not going back. I'm gonna stay with the Lord. I'm gonna do a half about 10 of y'all here today. If your mind is made up, you will stay with the Lord. Pick it up. Glory to God. The Lord said, I ain't picking it up. You pick it up.
Yes.
Pick it up. And you get back in there. I'm not finished with you. I want you to preach one more time. I want you to pray one more time. I want you to tell them one more time. I want you to tell them until I say, well done.
Yes, amen.
He brought me from a long way, and I can't tell it all. What songwriter put it like this? What I think of the goodness of Jesus,
yes,
and all he's done for me. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you.
Yes.
I wonder, do we have any thankful folks? You today, but I'm saved.
Yeah.
I'm saved.
Yeah.
I'm saved.
Yeah.
Huh? You can go back if you want to, but I'm saved.
All right.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Huh? Tell your neighbor, you can go back if you want
to. Right.
Tell him again, you can go back if you want to. But I'm saved.
Yes, I'm saved.
Oh, God, I know what he done for me.
I know.
I know how low he had to reach down just to pick me up. I know how dark the night was when he came in the room.
Yes.
And I said, no, it's going to be all right. Glory to God. I'm saved with the Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Be encouraged today, Pastor. Be encouraged, first lady. Go on with the Lord. Preach in season and out of season. Reprove and rebuke with all long suffering and doctrine. Glory be to God. Tell them, stand in the gap.
Yes.
Sound the alarm.
Yes.
Glory be to God. The writer said, blow the trumpet. Show my people their transgressions. And the house of Jacob, their sin. It's not a popular thing to talk about sin. Because everybody want to just keep on sinning and don't want nobody to say anything about it. But God will bring God, and you don't want to be found standing against God. But while the blood is running warm in your veins, you need to repent.
Yes,
glory to God. Show my people their transgressions.
Amen.
And the house of Jacob, their sin. Or it's not popular to talk about sin. But it needs to be talked about.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. We still have to identify according to God's word.
Amen.
Amen. And find ourselves repenting of it and turning unto the Lord. Will you stand with us right now?
Amen.
I'm staying with the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
I know where he brought me from.
Yes, yes.
I know how far he brought me.
Yes.
I know how hopeless and helpless I would be without him. And so I don't want to think about it, Brother Calvin, of being without the Lord. Since I come to know it, since I come to walk with it, I don't want to think about what it would be like to be without Him. Glory to God. Because knowing Him has made a change in my life. Thank you, Jesus. I said, knowing the Lord has made a change in my life. Is there one here today while we're standing without a song? If there's one, amen, on this pastoral celebration.